It's not fake news. FBI Director James Comey confirmed today that there is an investigation underway into Russian interference in the presidential election last year. The confirmation came as Comey sat through a marathon question and answer session in front of the House Intelligence Committee. He said the Bureau is looking at possible contacts between the Trump campaign and the Russians. Sitting next to him was the head of the National Security Agency, Admiral Mike Rogers. The World's Matthew Bell was also watching and listening, and he joins me in the studio now. So what did we learn about this investigation today?
Yeah, so the main thing we learned is that, as you mentioned, it's real. It's happening. Comey didn't want to give many details about this because it's an ongoing investigation. He declined to answer many, many questions from members of the House Intelligence Committee. But he said that these are special circumstances. There's a lot of interest, a lot of pressure, and that he needed to acknowledge that the investigation is underway. We've been talking, of course, about Russian interference in the U.S. presidential election for some time. Reporting on that has been going on for weeks, and we've talked about possible connections between Trump campaign officials and the Russian government. The big picture here is that this might very well be unprecedented. I called up Daniel Dresner, who's a professor of international politics at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. Here's how he put it into context.
It's pretty surreal. There have been accusations in the past of campaigns colluding with foreign governments. But I think this is the first time I can think of where there has been an official investigation by the FBI into whether a campaign has had contacts with a country that would be perceived of as a rival or an adversary to the United States. That is, I believe, unprecedented.
So we've got to remember there was that FBI, NSA, CIA report some weeks ago on Russian meddling in the U.S. election, but now we learn the FBI is continuing that investigation. Did you find out through this committee hearing today exactly what the FBI is looking at?
Not a lot of details, Marco. They talked a little bit about motivation, though, and sort of the context of the investigation. Members of the Intelligence Committee asked about Russian intentions, about is Russia an adversary? Yes. Is Vladimir Putin – what was he interested in with the election that was going on? Mike Rogers was there next to Comey. He's the director of the National Security Agency. And one thing that both Comey and Rogers were clear about is that the Russian government wanted Donald Trump to win the election, that the Russians did not like Hillary Clinton. They wanted her to lose. And if she was going to win, which apparently they thought at some point was inevitable, that they would try to at least undermine the Clinton administration, the incoming Clinton administration's credibility, if they possibly could. Here's some of what Comey had to say about Russian activities during the election.
They were unusually loud in their intervention. It's almost as if they didn't care that we knew what they were doing or that they wanted us to see what they were doing. It was very noisy, their intrusions in different institutions.
Yeah, that is pretty extraordinary. Matthew, what about the million-dollar question that everyone was awaiting an answer to? Was Donald Trump right when he claimed that Trump Tower was wiretapped by President Obama? What did Comey say about that?
Comey was indeed asked about it, and this is based on Donald Trump's tweets and statements from administration officials that President Obama had wiretapped Trump Tower. Here's what Comey had to say.
With respect to the president's tweets about alleged wiretapping directed at him by the prior administration, I have no information that supports those tweets, and we have looked carefully inside the FBI. The Department of Justice has asked me to share with you that the answer is the same for the Department of Justice and all its components. The department has no information that supports those tweets.
Again, he just did not answer many, many questions about details of what exactly they're looking for, how far things have gone. He did say, interestingly, that the investigation started in July of 2016, that it is ongoing, but he wouldn't say how – he wouldn't guess in any way how long it would take for everything to be carried out.
Mm. Obviously, Congress plays a role in all of this. That's why Comey is on the Hill today. So what do members of the House Intelligence Committee actually want, especially when things are so partisan right now?
This was the thing that was striking to me is as you're watching the question and answer session here is that it's almost like there were two separate hearings going on. One was from the Republican members of the Intelligence Committee, for the most part, interested in one thing, and that is the leaks. They wanted to know, what is the FBI, what's the government doing to track down the sources of these leaks? And they say this is illegal. This is a serious infraction. This is classified information that's being handed to the news media. They wanted to express their outrage about this. And then you have the Democrats, and they want something entirely different. They want to go big. For them, this issue is very complicated. They want to open it up to include everything. And they have talked about the need to get a special prosecution going, to also look at possible criminal investigation into members of the Trump administration and illegal contacts with the Russians. So this is just the beginning of a process here.
The world's Matthew Bell. Thank you very much.
Thanks.